Part 5. Paths to Recovery. Chapter 13. Healing from Trauma. Owning Yourself. I don't go to therapy to find out if I'm a freak. I go and I find the one and only answer every week. And when I talk about therapy, I know what people think. That it only makes you selfish and in love with your shrink. But oh, how I loved everybody else when I finally got to talk so much about myself. Dar Williams, from What Do You Hear in These Sounds? Nobody can treat a war or abuse, rape, molestation, or any other horrendous event for that matter. What has happened cannot be undone. But what can be dealt with are the imprints of the trauma on body, mind, and soul. The crushing sensations in your chest that you may label as anxiety or depression. The fear of losing control. Always being on alert for danger or rejection. The self-loathing. The nightmares and flashbacks. The fog that keeps you from staying on task and from engaging fully in what you are doing. Being unable to fully open your heart to another human being. Trauma robs you of the feeling that you are in charge of yourself, of what I will call self-leadership in the chapters to come. The challenge of recovery is to re-establish ownership of your body and your mind, of yourself. This means feeling free to know what you know and to feel what you feel without becoming overwhelmed, enraged, ashamed, or collapsed. For most people, this involves 1. Finding a way to become calm and focused. 2. Learning to maintain that calm in response to images, thoughts, sounds, or physical sensations that remind you of the past. 3. Finding a way to be fully alive in the present and engaged with the people around you. And 4. Not having to keep secrets from yourself, including secrets about the ways that you have managed to survive. These goals are not steps to be achieved one by one in some fixed sequence. They overlap, and some may be more difficult than others, depending on individual circumstances. In each of the chapters that follow, I'll talk about specific methods or approaches to accomplish them. I have tried to make these chapters useful both to trauma survivors and to the therapists who are treating them. People under temporary stress may also find them useful. I've used every one of these methods extensively to treat my patients, and I have also experienced them myself. Some people get better using just one of these methods, but most are helped by different approaches at different stages of their recovery. I have done scientific studies of many of the treatments I describe here, and have published the research findings in peer-reviewed scientific journals. My aim in this chapter is to provide an overview of underlying principles, a preview of what's to come, and some brief comments on methods I don't cover in depth later on.